So I want to continue this theme of looking at relationships.
Atetei toia amty loa hevitra jerevantsika mikasika ny fifandraisana ity.
And I want to talk more about authority and submission.
Atetei mbola iresadresaka bebe kokoa koa mikasika ny fahefana sy le fanekena.
Because these are fairly deep concepts, they go deep into our lives.
Satrizan zavatra izany dia tena zavatra miditra lalina any anatin'ny fiainantsika any.
And if we don't learn from the word of God, then we don't really line our lives up with anything that's helpful. But I believe building a good marriage is possible. It's hard work. And we're working with very imperfect material.
Arni ni material ze apesaitsika neva de material tsy tonga lafatra.
I mean you, not your spouse.
Tiko tenena hoe ianao fa tsy le vatinao akory a.
You know, we're quick to notice the other people are imperfect, but you know, it's actually you that's the bad material.
Satrizika mailaka be mahita ny hafa hoe izy a le akora ratsy fa ianao tsy mahita ny tenanao hoe ianao izay ratsy izay.
If you're young or old,
na ianao tanora na antitra,
single or married,
na manambady na tokantena,
nothing of what I'm about to share will be wasted.
Tsy misy mihitsy a amin'ny zavatra rehetra izay hozaraiko eto ohatrany hoe andalo fotsiny tsinotsinona aminao.
Because developing godly character will always benefit you.
Satria ny fananganana toetsaina araka an'Andriamanitra dia hanampy anao foana.
And learning what the Bible says about authority and submission will teach you to fit into the world better.
Ary ny fianarana mikasika an'izay hoe fahefana sy fanekena izay a fahaizanao an'izay dia hahatonga anao a ho tafiditra tsara hipetraka tsara amin'ny toerana tokony hisy anao.
Many husbands know that they're the head of the home, but they don't really know what that means. They don't know how to be the head of the home. Because they misunderstand authority and submission, they end up in conflict instead of harmony. And this is what sin does. It messes up our ideas. And the idea of authority and submission can, when it's corrupted, it produces the opposite of what you want. And last week we considered that God Himself is the pattern. That in the Trinity there's unity. There's peace. There's perfect equality. But at the same time, there's authority and submission. The Son, who is eternally Almighty God, submits to the Father. Not as an inferior, but as an equal. And He is distinct in function from the Father. God is one God
in
three persons. And each person of the Trinity has a different function in the Trinity. And surely each person in the marriage has a good function to do. How husbands and wives are equals but different in function. And the first scripture I want us to look at, you guys can put it up, it's 1 Corinthians 11 verse
3.
Is it there? Take a moment to read it.
Vakio ar lezy. Artiku fantatareo fa Kristin loan leila reet, aran leila kusan loan feifavi, aran tremanta nu loan Kristi.
That's a very strong verse because it sets the order in marriage reference relative to the order of the Trinity.
Tena andalatsoratra masina matanjaka lehibe zany satria mametraka ny rindrandama misy ao amin'ny fanambadiana izay hoarina amin'ny Trinité.
We got this far last week already.
Efa hitantsika sady tamin'ny herinandro.
There is headship.
Misy le hoe lohany.
There is authority, there is submission.
Misy fahefana, misy fanekena.
But how does it work out in more detail?
Today
I want to ask the question, how far does a husband's authority go?
What
does submission mean? How is it done in a godly way? And in one sense, I'm talking to the men about submission today.
Because
I'm talking about a husband's authority, which I'm going to show you is limited. And so as I talk to the men, I want to manage your expectations. A young man here who's not yet married may think when he gets married, he gets to tell his wife what to do. I want to disappoint you and tell you, you don't get to control your wife. I want to show you as a man that your authority is limited. And when it comes to authority and submission, you get a responsibility before God to lead. But you don't get to have anything to do with your wife submitting to you.
Because
when the Bible speaks about submission, it either tells the man to submit, like submit to one another, or submit to your leaders. Doesn't say submit to your wife ever, don't worry. But then when scripture does speak, God speaks to the wife and says, submit to your husband. Who's God talking to? The wife, not the husband. So, what about this wife? She must submit, thinks the husband. And God says, no, I didn't talk to you about that. I spoke to her about that. Her submitting has got nothing to do with you. Your job is to lead. Stop trying to make your wife submit. You're out of your zone. You're out of your authority space there. So we look at these comparisons between the father and the son, and the husband who is head of his wife. It does mean husbands and wives, not just man and woman. In the Greek, there wasn't a word for wife and husband.
Am ten Greek et sumisi ten we fat le las we fat fe fa fe anku.
It was the man and the woman.
Fa futune le las fe fa.
Sometimes was the man and his woman.
Ndainde tenenwe le las le ra le fe fa.
You had to figure out they mean wife and husband. The first thing I want to say is that's a comparison, it's not an analogy, which means that you look at the Trinity and you make a comparison with marriage. If it were an analogy, it would be the man represents God the Father and the wife represents God the Son. But it's not an analogy because you are not as good as God. He is perfect. His authority is total. But as there is authority and submission, so is there authority and submission. But no man can claim to have total authority because no man can claim to be God. The man does not stand in the place of God in his family. So that's just a comparison, not an analogy. A husband is to be under Christ. Secondly, a wife's primary and ultimate authority is the Lord. That means my wife answers to Jesus. First and fully. The highest authority in my wife's life is Jesus. So I am not the ultimate authority in her life. I have some authority. But if it comes to a choice between pleasing Jesus or pleasing me, then the wife must please Jesus first. Some husbands think they have total authority over their wives, so they tell them to do things that aren't pleasing to God.
Like
a husband who's not a believer, and says, you can't go worship God, don't go to church. She must worship God first. And he comes first in her life. And the husband actually comes second. But of all the human beings on earth, the husband comes first in her life. But God is above him. And I can demonstrate from Scripture in Colossians 3 verse 18, it says, wives, submit to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. So, wives, submit as is fitting in the Lord. You You don't submit to your husband in a way that is not pleasing to God. In the Western world, some husbands are trying to lead their wives into sin. They're telling their wives they must watch pornography together. Improve their sex life in their marriage. If a husband commands the wife to do something which is sin, she mustn't submit to him. He doesn't have authority to command her to do something that is sinful because she answers to God. So husbands and men, you only have authority insofar as you are leading in a godly way. You don't have blanket total authority over your family. Because authority comes from God. And only when you submit your life to him, are you able to pick up on what he wants and lead accordingly? Let's look at another text, 1 Corinthians 7, the next slide.
Aza misara-pandriny ianareo raha tsy amin'izay andro sasany hifanekenareo ho andro hivavahana, nefa mbola iraisanareo fandriana indray mba tsy hakany satana fanahy anareo nony tsy faharetanareo.
See, in that the husband does not have total authority.
Itanareo ao anatin'izay a, ao anatin'io a, le vady lehilahy tsy manana an'le fahefana feno.
It says that his body belongs to his wife, and when she wants it, she can have it. So obviously he doesn't have total authority. It says husbands must fulfill their duty to their wife. You have a duty to give her affection. She also has a duty to give herself to him. The way Scripture sets it forward is complete equality. There's nothing in there that indicates any hierarchy whatsoever. So when it comes to sex and intimacy, there's really oneness. And note the reasoning here. Your body belongs to you. But your body also belongs to your spouse. And the command is not to have our way, but to give ourselves away. So you're told, You can't live just for yourself. You're obligated to give yourself to your spouse. And that works completely both ways. So the husband there has no total authority to reject his wife. He has to give himself.
And
similarly, the wife. She must give herself to her husband. The idea behind this is I am not my own.
The way is sad, it's antenako.
Not entirely my own.
Tsutenawe antenako raimantuluako.
My spouse has a legitimate claim on me.
A fa ni fatkwa de manandzua manandalana mtakiana.
This is celebrated in the Song of Solomon.
Ar sante nakala zaina mintsy ny any amin'ny tonikiran Solomon.
I am my beloved's and he is mine.
Hoe izay an malalako ary ny malalako dia.
If I want Jesus in my life,
Ramilan Jesosy eo amin'ny fiainako.
I enter into a covenant to get Jesus.
De avaka miditra ao anatin'ny fanekena mahazo an Jesosy.
If you've become a Christian, you said, Jesus, I want you in my life. But in that covenant, guess what? Jesus gets you. And so in another place in the Bible, it says, I am not my own, I was bought with a price. So the conclusion is, I belong to Jesus. In order for Jesus to belong to me, I belong to him. In order for your wife to belong to you, you belong to her. It's hard to see now who's the boss there. Because as a husband, you belong to your wife. But she belongs to you. So you've got equality again. Which means, husband, you don't get to demand submission. But the wife gives it freely. Now that is profound. Because it means I can only hope. I can only pray that my wife will submit to me. And I should lead in such a way that she wants to. I don't mean I have to suck up to her and bow down to her. No, I just want to live like a real man who's a good man that she would respect me. I'm not entitled to her submission. And I don't have to earn it. But I should still appreciate it. And live so that it's warranted, so that it makes sense. You see, and when I understand the gospel, I understand that I give myself to Jesus and I get Jesus. He gets me if I get him. That helps me to build a better marriage. If I give myself for her, I'm actually going to get her. And that's why Paul says to the husbands,
love
your wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. So my first big point is a husband does not have total authority. So just in a few more minutes before I have to end, let's look at a text in Ephesians and ask, what does submission mean? You can read that text. It's Ephesians 5, verse 21 to 24.
Efesianina toko fahadimy dia andinin'ny faraika amby roapolo ka hatramin'ny fahaefatra amby roapolo sady mifanaiky amin'ny fahatahorana an'i Kristy. Ianareo vehivavy, manekeny vadinareo tahaka ny anekena ny tompo, fa ny lahy ny lohan'ny vavy, dia tahaka an'i Kristy koa lohan'ny fiangonana, ary izy no mpamonjy ny tena. Fa tahaka ny anekeny ny fiangonana an'i Kristy no anekeny vavy ny lahy koa amin'ny zavatra rehetra.
Paul deals with husbands and wives.
Dia niresadresaka mikasika ny le vady lehilahy sy le vady vehivavy Paul.
And he deals with children and parents.
Dia avy eo izy niresaka mikasika ny ray aman-dreny sy ny ankizy, ny zanaka.
And he deals with masters and servants.
Dia avy eo izy niresaka mikasika ny tompo sy ny mpanompo.
And then he's dealing with all the relationships that way.
In the
whole world, that kind of covers them all. And he says, submit to one another. And then he says, wives, submit to your husbands. And then he says, children, obey your parents. Servants, obey your masters.
So
submit doesn't mean obey.
It's
something other than obey. It may result in obedience. But it's not obedience. Because he never says, wives, obey your husbands. When it comes to obey, it implies too much authority, too much control. I'm not saying wives should disobey their husbands. But I'm saying submit doesn't mean the same as obey. In fact, it turns out,
and
I'm going to have to shorten the rest of my sermon to close. It turns out that submit actually just means fall in line with, work together with, go along with. In other words, it's you voluntarily playing your part. So the wife allows the husband to lead. Because it's good for both of them. He doesn't control her. She chooses to walk alongside and help. And goes right back to Adam and Eve. When God gave a responsibility to Adam to work and care for the garden, and then said, this guy can't do it alone, he needs a helper. And he made Eve an equal for Adam. And we see the conclusion is this. God has a job for the man. He needs help. They together can do the job. For God. So God has a command for mankind. But a man needs help. So God created woman. And woman was not created to serve man. But to serve with man.
Fa iara manumpo am lelela.
Do you need to hear that a second time?
Mila ferku indre mandeve zay.
Woman was not created to serve man.
Ni vevav tsuen uarina mba anumpo ni lela.
But to serve with man.
Fa iara manumpo am lelela.
Together.
Miarak.
And she realizes God wants to achieve something. And she realizes she can help get it done. So today my wife is preparing food. From 6 o'clock this morning. Because we're meeting with leaders. And we want to have a lunch with lots of people. And this is how the kingdom of God is going to be advanced in people's lives. And God called me to do that. And he's called my wife to do that. And together we will advance the kingdom. And so when I need her to make food, if we are to advance the kingdom. But I don't even have to argue with her or tell her to do it. She voluntarily brings that contribution to the marriage. She's not serving me, she's serving the purposes of God. We've been given a mandate and we'll achieve it together. And I will lead and I am the head of my home. But not to get stuff for me, to do stuff for God. And so she's the helper God's given. To get the job done. And she will get her reward from Jesus. I don't have to say to her, oh, well done for doing that for me. I wake up, I'm not that important. She's doing it for God. And helping me do what I need to do for God. And so in our lives, in our marriages, when the man is saying, I want to go with my family into the purposes of God. The man realizes his wife is not his servant. But she is his helper. She does help him because God gave the man the woman to help. But she's not less than him. Because he has to give himself to her. And together they'll move forwards in the purposes of God. I had some more practical examples, but I don't have time.
De misy ohatra azo ampiarina tsara vitsivitsy ireo kanefa tsisy fotoana intsony.
I hope you're starting to pick up the heart of this.
Fa manantena hoe mba ho voarainareo mihitsy ny tena fony ity zavatra ity.
Men, we lead.
Raha lehilahy mitarika tsika.
But we don't control.
Fa tsy mife.
Women submit.
Raha vehivavy maneke.
To their husband.
One maneke ny vadinareo.
As unto the Lord.
Tahaka ny anekenan'ny Tompo.
But don't try to control him and manipulate him.
Fa never aza miezaka mifefe azy na hoe manaonao zavatra ifehezana anazy.
Look at what God's called you to do.
Jerevo izay zavatra ny antsoin'Andriamanitra anao mba ho atao.
And work together to build that.
Dia miara miasa anatanterahana an'izay.
Let's pray.
Ndao tsika hivavaka.
Father, thank you for your word.
Raha io misaotra no ny teninao.
I pray that it would keep a hold of our hearts.
Mivavaka tena mba hoe ahazo tsara ny fonay izany.
Help us to be humble.
Ampio izahay mba hanetry teny.
Help us to be gracious.
Ampio izahay mba ho feno fahasoavana.
Clean our hearts, Lord.
Diovy ny fonay, Tompo.
Purify our lives.
Tena ataovy madio ny fiainanay.
So that we can live for you.
Mba hahafahanay miaina ho anao.
In Jesus' name.
Amin'ny anaran'i Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.